This is Eli Fisher podcasting the sixth perek of Sefer Nechemya for the OU Nachyomi podcast. So we're returning to the main narrative of Nechemya building the wall after that short interlude of social justice, where Nechemya was correcting one of the issues that was plaguing Jerusalem society as a society. So now, back to the wall. Vayhi kasher nishma l'Sanballat v'Tovya u'l'geshem ha'arvi. Right, when those three, that unholy triumvirate of Sanballat, the Samaritan, and Tovya the Ammoni, and Geshem ha'arvi, li'yeter oyvenu, and the rest of our enemies, kivaniti et ha'choma, when they heard that I built the wall, v'lo notar ba peretz, there was no longer any breach in it, v'gam ara'et ha'i d'latot lo ha'amadeti ba'sha'arim. Even though, at that point, I still had not set up the doors in the gates. Vayishlach Sanballat v'Geshem Eli. Right, Sanballat and Geshem sent a message to me, Lemor, saying, L'cha v'nivo ado yachtav, let's meet. V'kfirim b'vikat ono. Let's meet at the city of Kfirim in the valley of Ono. Right, which is toward near Lud, a little bit northwest of Lud. It's pretty far afield. Remember, that's the borderland. That's the furthest west. Ono was the furthest west that the Shavei Yehuda went. They were conspiring against me. I sent them messengers saying, listen, I got a lot of work to do. I'm busy. I can't go down, right? It's a descent. You're going from Yerushalayim to the coastal plain. Right? Why should I, if I leave, why should the work stop? If I come down to you. They sent me similarly four times. Right, and I always sent back the same thing. Right, so you have this back and forth. Everybody, it's like they're talking to the wall. Right, they said, yeah, we want to meet. No, too busy. We want to meet. No, too busy. On the fifth time, this is what Sanballat said to me at Na'aro. He sent it with his servant. And there was an open letter there, meaning this wasn't as this was not a secret. He wasn't trying to make it a secret. Katuv ba, said bagoyim nishma. It has been heard amongst the nations. The Gashmu Omer, and Gashmu is the same person as Geshem, has said, Atava Yudim Choshim Limrod, you and the Jews are planning to rebel. Al kena tavone achoma, that's why you're building the wall. Ve'ata, and now hovelahem lamelech kadvarim ha'ele. Ve'ata hovelahem lamelech, and you want to be their king. Kadvarim ha'ele, things like this, right? He's accusing Nechemya of wanting to become a king. Ve'gam neviim he'matita likro alecha b'Yerushalayim, and you've also set up neviim to call before you in Jerusalem, lemor melech Yehuda, to say there's a king in Judea. Vata yishamala melech kadvarim ha'ele, the king's going to hear about these things. Vata lecha v'nivatso yachtav, so now let's meet together, right? So he's saying to they're saying to Nechemya, like, listen, this is the story that we're going to send to the. It's like they're threatening him to try to to get him to knuckle under and meet with them. Right, they're saying, this is what they're saying, so why don't you come meet with us? Right, if you meet with us, we'll be fine. If you don't meet with us, then this rumor is going to get back to the king. I sent back to him, Lemor, lo niyakadvarim ha'ela asher ata omer. There's no such thing as what you're saying. It never happened, what you're saying. You're making it up from your own mind. Right? You're just making it up. Ki chulam miyare imotanu. Lemor yirpuy dehem in amlacha, because because all of these people were threatening us. Lemor yirpuy dehem amlacha, trying to make us slack off when it came to the work. Velotase teyase, and it wouldn't happen. Ve'ata chazek et yedi, and now God strengthen my hands. Right, so he's saying that this is all, it was all baloney. They were all just doing this to try to mess up our plans. Ani vati beit Shmaya ben Delaya, and then I came to the house of Shmaya ben Delaya ben Mehetavel, who atzur, and he was secluded. Right, they were alone. Vayomer nivayed el beit Elokim, let's go to the Beit Hamikdash, el tocha eichal, into the temple itself, right, into the sanctuary. And we'll close the doors, because they're coming to kill you. Tonight they're coming to kill you. They're coming to kill you at night. And I said, Ha'ish kamoni yivrach, somebody like me is going to run away? Umi kamoni asher yavo al heichal v'chai. And can a person like me come to the heichal and live? Nehemiah was a Yisrael. He wasn't a Kohen. And he wasn't allowed into that part of the Beit HaMikdash. Lo avo, so I'm not coming. So meaning he understood, we'll see in the next verse, Va'akira, I understood, I recognized me. Hine lo Elohim shlocho. God hadn't sent him to do this. Ki anevua diber elai. That he was pronouncing prophecy to me, Tovia v'Sanballat Tzcharo. Rather, it was Tovia and Sanballat who had hired him. Lema'an Sachurhu, and this is the why he was hired. Lema'an Ira, so that I become afraid of Esekain, and I would do that what he suggested, v'chatati, and I would have sinned by going into that part of the Beit HaMikdash, v'ayala hem l'shem ra l'man yechafuni, right, and that would have been, right, an evil report about me so that they could taunt me, right, it would have undermined my leadership, you know, they were going to try to get me to slip up, they were going to try to get me to the solidarity that he's building amongst the Jews to slip a little bit. Zachra Elohai l'Tovia ul'Sanballat. God, remember Tovia and Sanballat. Kima asav eile. Right, these actions. V'gam l'Noadia hanavia, and also to Noadia the prophetess. Ul'yeter hanavim, and the other prophets. Asher hayumar miarimoti, who were threatening me. Right. So the first 14 psukim of this parak describe the different attempts made by the enemies to stop the building of the wall. Nevertheless, pasuk. Tet vav, v'tishlam achoma b'esrim v'chamisha le'elul. The wall was completed on the 25th day of Elul, l'chamishim u'shnayim yom, after 52 days. 52 days to build the wall. V'hi kasher shamu kol eivenu v'yir'u. When all of our enemies heard, they were afraid. Kol agayim asher tzvivotenu. All of the surrounding nations were afraid. V'yiplu ma'od b'enehem. And they were very downcast in their own eyes. And they understood that this malacha, this project, was done with was done through God. Furthermore, in those days, the nobles of Yehuda were sending a lot of letters to Tovia, and Tovia was sending a lot of letters to them. Because he had a lot of allies. In Yehuda, a lot of people who had pacts with him. Ki chatanu l'Shechaniah, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah ben Arach. Tovia was the son-in-law of Shechaniah ben Arach, and Yehochanan beno lakachet bat Mishulam ben Brechia. And Yehochanan, the son of Tovia, had married the daughter of Mishulam, the son of Brechia. Right, so he was politically connected through marriage, you know, he had allies within the walls. So again, it's very difficult to imagine this, because you had the same people are both very close, right? The same groups are very close. Listen, the guy's name was Tovia. It's a nice Jewish name, right? His son is named Yehochanan. Those are very Jewish names, right? So it's on one hand, he's an Ammoni and he's an enemy, right? And on the other hand, ethnically and culturally, he's really very close to the Jews, and he married into their families, and their families married into his family. So it's a very sticky situation. It's almost like a civil war. V'gam tovotav hayu omrim lefanai, and these people would say all of Tovia's milas, all of the great things about Tovia, they would say in front of me. V'dvarai hayu motzim lo yigrot, and whatever I said, they reported to him in letters, right? So he had spies in there. Yigrot shalach Tovia liyareini, and Tovia also was sending letters to threaten me, right? So it's you again see that, you know, on one hand Tovia is trying to make overtures of peace, at the same time he's also rattling his saber. It's kind of similar to the Israelis and the Palestinians, right? They're caught in this deadlock where, you know, on one hand they want to make peace, on the other hand they don't want to give anything up, they don't want to make war, you know, they want to make war. It's a sticky situation where they understand that there might be some value to working together, but they're also not willing to move in that direction. I'm saying neither. In this case, Nehemiah seems to have absolutely no interest in doing anything with Tovia and with Sanballat. he created, you know, that he kept them out of the Jewish community. We'll continue Perek Zion tomorrow, and this further discusses the fortification of Yerushalayim.